Hi, my name is Mark. I've been New Life in Christ, and I'm recovering from past sexual abuse, anger, lust, and pornography.
Can you hear me now? Good. After the first time of hearing the 12 steps, I thought I was joining a cult. I was in a time of my life where I was looking for who I was and not truly knowing who I was in Christ. Ready and willing to join this cult, I came in with a tough guy attitude. That was the guy I was. Anger, lust, people-pleasing, abuser, adulterer, a drunkard, controlled every square inch of my body and soul. I was polluted. My life was unmanageable, and I made sure I had walls so no person, especially my wife, could not even attempt to control me. Since the age of 17, I was on my own. I had to protect myself. I jumped place to place, unable to maintain a steady living or an income. I did find income, though, to satisfy my partying lifestyle, along with alcohol and relationships. When my wife and I met, I wanted nothing to do with her but to use her. We later became two broken people that were married and trying to heal each other. I thought I knew about God, but I knew nothing. I knew nothing about his love for me. I would judge him, thinking he was judging me for my wrongs. When invited to Regen, I came with my guard up and truly freaked out when I heard the 12 steps. But shortly after, I heard testimonies and sharing from other people in the group. Without realizing, I was letting my guard down and ready to share my mess that I had. I thought to myself, I got a worse story than that other person. I confessed and opened up about my struggles that no one person knew about. At the end of step 12, I started to think that I had everything under control by my own doing and had to quickly turn to the one who loves me and dwells in me. I can truly say today that I am perfectly not perfect. I am not ashamed to admit when I do wrong, and I do know who I am in Christ. I am redeemed and forgiven, and no one can take that away from me. Apart from him, I am nothing.
Hi, my name is Maria. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm struggling with anger, fear, and control. Hello. My title before Christ was lost, rejected, abandoned, troubled teen, runaway, teen mom, promiscuous, domestic violence victim, unloved, useless, unworthy, abused, abuser, damaged, broken, used, angry, bitter, and hateful. Growing up in a Catholic home, I learned all about the list of rules I have to do to get to heaven, but not about the sacrifice that Christ did for me on the cross. When I met my husband, Mark, I was broken and wounded by a horrible past that had left me empty and with nothing to offer. But I was still longing for love. Both broken, we entered this relationship anyways. Physical, verbal, and emotional abuse was our everyday life. Looking at God as if he was a judge with a hammer on his hand, ready to punish me for every mistake I made, I ran away from him. I didn't trust him. I thought everything bad in my life was given to me as a punishment by him. My broken relationships, the physical abuse, even my son's autism diagnosis. I didn't want to admit that the misfortune in my life was the result of my sin, the sin of others, or simply this broken world where we live. When I walked into Watermark, I heard a lot about a relationship with Christ, but I didn't really knew what that meant. I continue to come and listen every Sunday about this perfect God. Romans 5:8 says that God shows his love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus gave his life so that I can live. This statement was crucial in my life. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." I deserved death, but he was offering me life. The moment I accepted his free gift, he changed my life. He transformed my marriage. He gave me a new heart. The first day that I walked into regeneration, I knew this place was out of this world and that God was present. Listening testimony after testimony gave me hope. God is real, alive, and active here. Every step helped me to heal my wounds. Every scripture renew my mind. From admit, step one, to regenerate, step 12, Jesus walked with me all along. And when I felt like giving up, he gave me strength to continue. I'm not perfect. The moment I lose focus in Christ, my bad behaviors come back, and my emotions dictate my actions. I must walk with Christ daily, following his example, talking to God in prayer, and listening to his voice by reading the Bible, submitting to God and embracing my new identity in Christ always. Like I'd say, I'm not perfect, but I serve a perfect God. My title today is God's Chosen, Beloved, his child, his friend, his workmanship, his treasured possession, his daughter, his heir, the apple of his eye, holy, blameless, blessed, and redeemed. I am free. If you're here tonight wondering what's next, should I stay? Is this for me? Or simply wanting to quit? Let me tell you that God brought you here tonight. This is not a coincidence that he is pursuing you, that his relentless love for you will never give up, and that he will never fail you. He wants you to be free.
Hi, my name is Leah. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from being angry, selfish, prideful, and judgmental. Hi. Those characteristics marked my life for a long time before I came to recovery. I thought I had it all together. I thought I was in control of everything around me. In truth, I was relying on my own power to get through every day and every situation. I tried really hard, which made me disgusted at those who, in my view, did not try. I thought I was really smart, which made me look down on those who didn't appear to be as smart as I was. So all the while, I looked like a good Christian, going to church, memorizing the Bible, being involved in all the extra activities of church, but the hypocrisy of what it was that I was not a good Christian. Yes, I became a Christian at an early age, but I was not following Christ. I had no idea what it was like to abide in him, to love others with the love of Christ, or to just rest in his presence and rely on him for strength. This disconnect because of my inward hypocrisy messed with my brain. While I knew that Christ offered peace and rest for my soul, I had no peace and rest, but I would look down on others who didn't have peace and rest. While I read about taming my tongue, I was never able to hold back on lashing out at my family, and I would constantly vomit unkind words of judging and disgust. And at the same time, I would get hurt when someone dared to judge me. While I was taught about the loving characteristics of God, I didn't believe that it was true. And then Jesus rescued me. Through some amazingly painful events, I came to realize that he wasn't going to allow me to continue in my sinful way of life. I realize now that my sin of wanting to be in control and being disgusted and frustrated with people and of looking down on others is wrapped up in one simple word, pride. That's why I cry. I realize now that pride is devastating. God hates a proud look. And God's way is all about walking in humility with him and with his people. I can remember the day when I finally realized that this life wasn't all about me and what I could do and who I could manipulate. It was the beginning of my new life in Christ. Jesus opened my eyes to the fact that I was ugly and hateful and that my patterns were making me miserable. Working through the steps here at Regen, I was able to admit my failure and turn my mind and heart to believe and trust in God. I was able to figure out my sin patterns and why I did the sinful things that I did. I learned how to make a plan to repent from those sinful patterns and learned how to abide in Christ. People that have come into my life recently are surprised by my explanation of my past sinful patterns, and that's because I've been redeemed. I'm different. I am abiding in him. Being connected to the giver of life gives me life, and I'm no longer defined by my sinful patterns. I do mess up, but in staying close to God and thinking about His word, it allows me to quickly redirect back to the godly patterns that I have learned. I have life and I have peace. Therefore, if anyone is a new creation, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Finally, the most amazing thing that has happened is that I get to share my story of grace with you and with the ladies in my group and the people I work with. I get to watch the faces of people change from confused, alone, and prideful to faces of understanding, patience, and joy. What a gift.
Hey, y'all. My name is Riley. I have new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery from anger, anxiety, depression, and substance abuse. Thank you. 4 years ago, I came to Regeneration for the first time at the request of my family. It wasn't willingly, by the way. I was having fits of rage and punching holes in the walls on a regular basis. I was depressed and had tried several types of antidepressants to no avail. I was having panic attacks, making it almost impossible to be around large crowds without incident. I was angry about the past, anxious about the future, and I self-medicated with anything available that would numb me and tame the rage and anxiety and depression inside. I believe that my circumstances and past abuse were to blame. I believe the arguments with my wife were a 50-50 problem. Of course, I wanted her to fix her 50% first because she was the reason I could not fix my 50%. I believed God hated fun, and I was very sure I liked fun. It was definitely something I excelled at. I was selfish, prideful, intimidating, and mean. My rage progressed to the point that my family was afraid of me hurting myself and others. If I were left alone for even a few hours, I would tear things up. It was suggested that I spend some time in a psychotic facility. It was too much for my family to handle. My son and daughter were attending the porch at Watermark, and we started attending Sunday services. My family was gracious, and we agreed to give Regen a try. In Regen, I learned to focus on myself. I learned that doing things God's way was the way of life, and my independent, foolish decisions were the source of my pain, not my circumstances, others, or God. The 12 steps themselves were not what healed me alone, but they were a wonderful source of instruction from God's word that led me to a relationship with Jesus, the great physician. Before coming to Regen, I used to think God's ways were just things he wanted me to do for him to satisfy his need to be obeyed and respected. The Regen program taught me that God's ways are to protect me from sin that comes in a pretty package. I can't see that sin ends in pain for me, but he can. God does not need me to quit porn, quit hitting things, or fighting addiction. Jesus already paid for all the past, present, and future sins. Things are okay with me and God because of Christ's payment for my sin. But God loves me so much that he wants me to have a daily relationship with Jesus. He wants me to abide with Christ and let him give me a heart that does not desire the pretty package of sin like before. His power helps me see the benefit of doing things his way. If you are here for the first time tonight or the 100th time tonight, I'd like to share a verse of encouragement. Hebrews 11:6 reminds us that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. He does not ask you to do anything. Be faithful to the process of regeneration. Have faith to seek him, and he will find you. That's a promise from God, and God is not a liar. Since Jesus found me at Regen, he gives me the power to control my rage, trust him in times of worry, lead my wife, children, and grandchildren in the light of God's ways, and show them his reflection. My family is no longer afraid of me, and they see Christ in my eyes instead of selfishness, rage, fear, and pride. I will never be perfect. I still make mistakes, but abiding with Jesus gives me peace in him and the joyful life here on earth that he intended. In addition, eternal life with him on the new earth is going to be frosting on the cake. Don't give up. I saw so many other guys up here telling their story of God's grace, and it encouraged me to keep coming and seeking God in faith. I am incredibly thankful to God that he regenerated me and sought after me. He gives me the privilege to encourage you tonight. Regeneration requires faithfulness, but it happens sooner than you think. Don't give up. Thank you for letting me share.